Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to the Rusak Gamer podcast, in episode 4 of our Flames of Gold campaign. Tonight, my character wakes to the smell of burning wood, and Cole has to make a choice: revenge or save the bar. I think I do the right thing. Others plan for a party, and Briggs runs into a cougar and her daughter. In the end, we all want to go to a warehouse. Now, once again, comments, critiques, complaints, whispered sweet nothings for Todd can all go to 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766, or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com, or drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
Okay, here we go, guys. It is Wednesday, September 7th, 2011. This is Flames of Gold, Episode 4, and I'm Roy.
I'm Joe.
Todd.
Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Bill.
And Doug is not with us tonight. He is feeling under the weather. And Todd is making
jokes. Point of order, the weather is over us all at the moment right now.
That's right.
As it suddenly has jumped from summer to
fall.
Winter.
Yeah.
We went from July right into October.
Indeed.
Okay, so Joe, before, just as we were starting off here, you had said something about changing a belief. I've changed a belief also. Do we want to go through and just do beliefs?
What's your new belief, Joe?
I want to say something like rock snakes mean trouble, explore their intentions. Or do we know their intentions? We don't really know their intentions.
Let's hold off on that for a second. Hold off on that, because I think that there's another direction that up on the Obsidian Portal
Just because I reveal a character doesn't mean it's time to play with.
Oh, I want to play with.
You just saw the picture.
Okay, so help not have that belief.
No,
that belief's fine. I just hang on, because just hang on a second.
But do you have anything new, Todd?
Yeah, mine. I don't know if it's going to come into play this time, but I am. My next belief will be. Thank you. I will connect the hilt and the blade together.
Okay, you only have one of them, and the other one is
with the kid.
Months away.
Oh, is it? Okay, and that's what I didn't know. I didn't know if we were going to see him anytime soon. And I didn't want to. I already got.
That doesn't mean it couldn't show up next session.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to be a tonight thing.
Okay.
If you have something you'd rather do tonight.
Yeah, and that's. Let me work on that for a minute. So.
All right. Roy, do you have anything new for us?
Nope.
I already asked that. But that was
before we started recording.
So it didn't happen. Jason, anything on the belief front on you?
No. I haven't had a chance to look at the webpage yet.
Well, what do you want your character to pursue?
Well, I know last time we said something about doing like a party type thing for, I guess, the Admiral's wife.
She is a hostess. She's renowned in the city for having parties.
Dolly Madison.
Jason. Yeah, he doesn't have anything.
I've changed my first belief. If everybody else is gone. Mason Flint's Achilles heel is his wife, Lady Nora. I will exploit that vulnerability to protect Cenzia. That's what I'm thinking, because she throws the parties. She's a lady, you know, that sort of falls within your bailiwick. If you want to, like, hit her up and talk to her and stuff, we could work on that.
But she's married to the pirate hunter, right?
Yeah, but that's
Admiral Flint.
And those are my whys that's come in that I want to start rolling.
Yes,
up.
Sir.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt them. So
that's fine.
Go ahead. I will eliminate the threat, the immediate threat to me from the rock snakes.
Sounds like we need to go to a party.
There won't be any rock snakes at the party.
We'll take Jason to the party. No, I know. You two go deal with the rock snakes.
I'm not going to be messing with the party. You know.
Oh, no, you have a ball at a party.
Didn't know who you were looking for. See, that's what I was saying. Hold off, because he's introduced this character who throws a lot of parties. You know, she's her husband who's away a lot.
Her husband's the admiral.
Yes.
The one that I'm making all the weapons for.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what I'm suggesting is you don't... I don't know if you want to deal with the rock snake so much, because it ties in more to your womanizing kind of stuff.
Your bailiwick, if you will.
Your bailiwick, yeah.
Wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse, yeah.
That doesn't come in existence until they're trained, so...
So, anyway, yes.
So, but why would I care? Why are we going?
Yeah, because it's only give me a little. It's bit. Only tangentially connected to what he wants, his character, because she's not a widow.
She's not a widow, but she's got a woman with power. Okay, and the reason why it matters to me is because her husband is out there hunting Captain Madrawder, who has Cenzi on his ship.
I see.
And that's why it matters to me. I don't know why it matters to you, or if it matters to you. It just seems. To me, and I may be wrong, it just seems to me a little closer to your character's skill set than hunting down the rock snakes.
Okay.
But that's just... Because when I was thinking, I was like, oh, this would be perfect for Jim.
None of that is really in-game character-wise yet, either.
No, not yet. And there's something Jason could hit, too, because maybe Jason gets invited to the parties to sing, and we get in there, we get to do a little...
Maybe.
Elbow rubbing.
A little song, a little dance.
Pat-Man's head on a lance. So...
Who else will they get other than Talitha?
What's his competition's name from Renown?
He has competition?
Oh, yeah.
Who? What?
Don't and there know? Are a thousand other elves that are better than him.
There's another singer who's his competition. It's one of his
relationships. Whoever heard of an elf making a sword...
Oh, that's exactly what that shot. Is? Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting to ask you. Your relationship to a woman is a performer?
Yeah. It's a minor romantic rival. Okay.
So no,
but she's a rival.
Yeah, that's and romantic. Okay.
Yeah. So she's she is actually, like, he's the best, greatest singer if no, you're sorry. Here. There, she's the greatest singer. They're sort of competing
well,
with
now,
each other.
Where is she?
Tegalali.
Oh, Talith.
Tegal?
Tegal, yeah. I thought it was really
good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I got some circles here that I... not circles. I got some wises here that I want to...
Open?
Yeah, I got like one wise. Could be four tests. Could even be linked. But here... And I'll just read them to you, so...
Shut him down for a second.
Yeah.
Don't make me get the garden hose.
I guess he would enjoy that too much.
I can't make the connection between why Briggs cares about this party.
Then don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No, it was just something that occurred to
I've
me.
I'm having trouble figuring out why Briggs cares about anything. Because we're not really making any money.
If you hear my wises, there's money to be made.
Hold that thought. You don't have money on your character sheet anymore.
He's got one resource.
Your beliefs and your instincts, you don't have money on your character sheet anymore. So why are you wanting to play money if you don't have any...
I don't know. You're right.
See?
You don't have anything... You don't have a reward cycle built in involving money anymore.
Your reward cycle, Joe. Your reward cycle.
Okay. I'm not very good at playing Briggs yet.
Did you see I hurt my finger?
Oh! Jeff got the bird.
Nice.
I really did hurt my finger.
Yeah, it was pretty green.
Yeah.
It's not easy being green.
So, you told me to hold my thought and then...
Yes.
And then we didn't go anywhere. So.
Well, it's because something else came up and I was distracted.
Sorry. Hold your thought.
I will.
Joe.
I will.
So, do you have a new belief for us before we actually get started?
Here, read these and think about it.
And if you want money, I mean,
these are wise as I'm trying to establish them. Maybe you could jump into and establish a couple yourself. I don't have to make all the rules.
And be involved in some of my beliefs, because my beliefs are generating money from taking... Maybe you could be part of the middleman to take the weapons to the admiral and stuff like that.
Just
for okay. From last week, you all had done Boartooth and moved on from there. Yeah. As we know, Cole, nothing of great import happened for the rest of this day. That's the day that Senjio sailed away. Cole, of course, slept the blessed sleep reserved for saints and drunkards.
Yeah, buddy.
Talithel spent the remainder of the day being all that until it was time to perform at the Woodsong Tavern, a fine establishment in the Noble Quarter, where he is always the headliner, even when he's not there. At the close of the show, a page arrives to give you a summons to appear before the Baron Fell as the sun reaches its zenith on the morrow. That's noon for anyone who doesn't understand my language.
Okay.
Our good doctor spends a large part of the day returning his home to a proper dwarvish state of decorum. And if he lingers over long in his absent pupil's room, who's to know?
I don't do anything. I don't do anything creepy there.
No.
Of course. You made it sound a little sick.
It's like, oh, he's not.
Yeah, he's got to fill all the wine bottles up with water again because he knows.
And dwarves don't cry, so what are you going to do?
No, sense of being sentimental is not dwarven at all.
No. Yeah. Finn could be found meditating in his preferred manner at the forge, hammer in hand. Hello. Towards evening, he receives a request.
It's an actual hammer.
To call upon Master Ironsmith at the noon hour the next day. Ethan is not to be found, as is the desire of any spy in a foreign land. He too receives a request, but he's not here tonight, so we'll ignore that until it comes up. Briggs, who wandered off last session, I haven't had anything to drink tonight either. Maybe that's the problem.
It is.
Do you like the beer?
No.
That's the one?
We'd like some wine.
I can do that.
He is drawn into a whirlwind that is known as Lady Amber. She is a delight to behold and definitely not a widow. She is absolutely certain that Briggs is the exact cure for her dear mother's melancholia. Before she leaves him to his own devices, she demands that Briggs call upon them the next day for lunch.
See, Nora is her mother.
But he doesn't know
that. You're going to get the mom and daughter.
Get the dad, it's a hat trick.
No, you go for the grandma.
Oh. Right.
Depends.
I don't know what's worse.
And so we are ready to begin, unless anyone daughter. Wants to throw in a last minute belief.
All right, let me just. Not can I go time. Since I'm? Can I go with a belief regarding Lady Amber?
Sure.
No.
Lady Amber is beautiful, and better yet, possibly rich.
Her mother has all the money.
And
explore this opportunity.
Can I? Please, can I open my wise?
Yeah, no.
Oh!
No, I thought you were going to try and help him.
I'm with the wisest. If I give the wisest, my wisest have to do with the relationship between Nora and her husband, and he could exploit that for personal gain. And it will be all clear when I start rolling these wises.
Well, let's not roll them. Let's go through what your concept is.
Okay, here's my concept. Mason Flint owes his money and station to Nora. His family had nothing. And when he married Nora, and I know this because I travel in noble circles at times, he owes his money and station to Nora. He didn't have really a title until he married basically her. It's all her money. Okay. Second thing.
Okay. That's one thing?
That's one thing.
Okay.
Let me keep going.
I'd rather deal with that one as it comes up.
Okay.
Because I do have some of this established.
Okay.
He owes a large part of his advance station to the marriage, but he was landed and obviously wealthy, noble to begin with.
Okay, okay.
But she brought her own land and title into the marriage.
Okay. Number two.
Sort of like George Washington.
Okay, so that's essentially a...
Sure.
So that's essentially a yes with a caveat.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Okay. Second, Mason Flint is thrice cuckold. And I'll get to why. His daughters are not truly his issue. And if you want me to keep going, I will. Because this is where it gets good.
Okay.
Wise. Captain Madrauder is the father of at least one of those daughters.
And?
Mason Flint spends most of his time away from Nora hunting pirates, air quotes, because he is in fact gay. He is not in love with Nora. In fact, he's in love with, and his lover is, his first mate.
Then why is he the father of
children? He's not.
The admiral.
Right, the admiral is gay.
Okay.
That's the captain.
Name soup got...
Yeah. And see, what I'm suggesting here is, that would embarrass him, but he uses the... And he does pirate hunt, don't get me wrong. But he uses that as an excuse. Don't laugh. And I'm not trying to make this into something. I'm not trying to turn this into something silly and goofy.
Or
insulting, necessarily. But I think it establishes that the reason why he's away from Nora all the time is, one, because he's not truly in love with her.
Okay.
And he's out.
Okay.
Going away. Good. Got it. But this would be embarrassing to Nora and him. And could be split for cash.
As far as the children and the parentage, I kind of like that Madrauder is the father of one of them.
Okay.
And the other two can be in question.
Yeah, but we don't...
That's not established whether they are
that's
or not.
Cool. That's cool.
He is not, per se, gay, although he is in the Navy, so... Let that stand as it is.
I am not making that leap.
Wow.
Wow.
What are you doing with what you said?
How did we jump from this character to everyone in the Navy happens to be gay?
Talked to the whole brain.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I'm just
the reason why that will not work is because I already have a character who is his bastard who has not shown up yet.
Oh, okay.
But.
So he's all about the download.
He's on the DL. And that's okay. That's okay. More for motivation aspect. I'm
okay.
Trying to turn this into something, you know. Roy's got his head in his hand, shaking his head. Okay, so.
40-year-old white men should not be sitting around at the table using phrases like "on the down low."
I didn't. Well, DL is what I think I said.
Yeah, DL. I said down low.
Yeah, he said down low. I said DL. So
Jeff Todd and I.
All right. So what? Without rolling, and that kind of bothers me because I wanted to roll some dice tonight, but that's okay.
But how is that connected to your character, though?
Does it have to be?
Well, yeah, your
character. Yeah, because this guy's hunting Madrauder.
Yeah.
And I want to keep him from hurting Madrauder, so I want to use Nora. Remember the belief?
Yeah.
Nora's the Achilles heel.
Fine.
So I want to use that. But I want to establish that I knew these things. I want to know these things as a character. I'm not just trying to establish these just to establish them and not know them. I want to know them as a character.
Fine. So well, those are worthy of roles.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Why would I establish storylines if I don't care about them?
Well, because...
That's just
you.
The way I am. No, I want to know this stuff. That's why I'm saying I would open wise this.
But the reason I want to go through them beforehand is because these characters have a lot already developed.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's cool.
So, you know, you've got a list of things that you want to develop and outside of story.
So where are... outside of your story.
No. Outside of the game. Where you have these questions you wanted answered. It didn't generate in play. Oh, music.
I don't think we paid for that music either. So.
Sorry.
It didn't come up in play, which is why I was a little, let's see what's there.
Right, right. That's why I wanted to set up the whys and I could approach these two.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The whys, that wasn't coming up in play.
Well,
you
I mean, it's
want
my
to
belief,
roll these to begin before we start playing.
Right, well, my belief is this, and it came out of play. I want to protect. Well, you've created these characters in the on the Obsidian Portal webpage,
right? Yeah,
that are a threat to where I see the story going. So sure. Even though it hasn't come up in play,
I can. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. You're coming up with why is this a role, and it's not in play. You're not coming up with the whys to roll in the game.
Well,
if
we started playing, I would say, my guy wants to know these things,
right,
and start off. And I was only doing it preemptively because Joe was working on his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to go after a older woman who has money, whose husband is at sea a lot.
Yeah, but that's not his character concept.
Could be. Well, it fits in sort of his MO, other than the widow thing.
It's near. It's in a grouping, but it's not where he wanted his character to begin with.
Yeah, she's married. Come on.
So the question is, what are the facts, and what do you want me to roll for, if anything?
I don't want to roll anything right now, because it's not your scene.
Do I know all this stuff then?
Not yet.
So where are we going
to
start?
When I get to you and you roll it, that's when you'll know if you know.
Okay, go ahead.
Because as we left off last week, Cole, you awake in the wee hours of the night, morning, and smell smoke.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And alcohol.
Well,
the bar is on fire.
The bar is on fire? I get up and run over to the bar.
Okay.
What do I see? I mean, is it gone?
It's kind of looks like it just started. I mean, it's well established. It's not going to be, you're not going to.
I can't save the bar?
Throw a bucket of water or anything.
Well, I was thinking a smaller amount than that.
Oh,
but.
Okay.
Do you have a phobia?
No, he doesn't, unfortunately.
Of course, you play.
Well, now
we
see,
can vote. We can trade vote.
There are people coming about, milling about, and they some there are buckets around, and there's a well. But by the time they get organized, half the bar will be gone, barring someone stepping up and directing them in some way.
Save the whiskey.
I don't have persuasion.
Intimidation work.
Intimidation, I think, might work. I will intimidate anybody standing around to get their tails in gear, to pick up those damn buckets, and save the bar!
Circle.
No, I already said the people were here.
Oh, there were people?
Yeah, there were already. You said there was people.
I thought they were, but they were already doing it. It was.
No, they weren't getting organized, is what you said. Right?
Right, exactly.
Firewalls. I mean, your face is all burned up. You should have.
I don't know how fire was. I don't know much about what happened during that time.
Your obstacle is their will,
mm-hmm.
Which is 3.
Yeah.
And you have a bonus die.
Brawling?
Because.
Forking brawl? No.
You have an advantage die because
yeah,
they are
okay.
Interested in putting
in
fire out.
The helping.
But they're just not organized.
Yeah, the wise.
Something, somebody to snap them into shape.
My wises are extortion wise, guard wise, and loot wise, so they're not really going to help. I don't think reading is going to help me either.
On the other hand, in that dark alley across the way,
mm-hmm.
Well away from the fire, that's a rock snake.
I'm saving the bar. As best I can, I'm saving the bar. I'll
what do you mean, rock snake blood?
I'll chase down rock snakes later.
Okay.
I'm gonna put a persona in it.
All right. As you start barking at people, the rock snake slips away in the darkness.
Boo.
Boo what?
He's playing against either one of his beliefs.
Yeah, no, the rock snake is one of his beliefs.
I'm saving, so the, bar. Saving the bar.
I know. They're both beliefs.
Observation to try and fix whoever that is in my mind. Maybe I can go after him later.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be versus against his stealthy.
And I use my perception right now, right? And it's the odd is doubled.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. My perception is a 4.
Now, if you succeed, you fix his image in your mind and
right.
You'll be able to pick him out of a crowd sometime later.
Okay.
If you fail, you fix his image in your mind and you will pick him out sometime later in a crowd.
And I'll be probably
and
wrong.
You will be wrong.
Okay.
Yes. All you need is one.
Yeah. Because my dice are traitors.
Boo. Oh, I just get a regular test on that. Fill my circle.
I'm an equal doer.
Four more.
I just don't have
four to more, and I've opened up all your doors. Okay. Let's see. Intimidation.
You don't have intimidation?
No, I've got it. I'm writing down the arc that I'm going to spend on it.
Ah.
He just likes talking about the pirate.
Oh, I've been wise denied.
And what was your difficulty?
Three. No roll necessary.
Oh, got it! No roll, so you don't know it.
You do denied. Save the bar.
Denied the bar.
Oh, he saves the bar?
Yeah. On the nose.
Yay!
And the bar, where's Steve?
He's on the ground.
Oh,
there is blood.
You could use a doctor.
I could use a doctor.
He's just knocked out. He's not bleeding or anything. Just cut.
Oh, okay. But he's alive.
Ear to ear.
He's alive. He's coming around and say, Cole.
What happened?
Bloody rock snakes jumped me.
Oh, we are so many gills and rocks.
Way to go, Peter Parker.
I did not get that reference.
He let the guy go and killed a
Oh,
come on, jeez, guys.
Wow, that was
my plot device, and I didn't
know. No.
Okay.
I don't know. I needed a chair to reach that one.
Yeah. Okay. Buzzkill.
It's all right.
That's you, Jeff. Buzzkill, right?
That was cool. I thought I said that was cool.
No.
Sorry.
Okay, so
that was cool.
Steve, real quick.
That's Dr. Underview.
Was he about so tall, dusty blonde hair, scraggly beard, patch over his eye?
Yep.
I'm going to kill that son.
That was cool.
Yes.
The sun is barely up when you hear a firm pounding at your front door.
One moment, please. I bet go and answer the door in the middle of my kibasa. Interrupt me.
Dwarves have kibasas?
Sure they do.
Okay.
So you better believe it, brother. So I go to the door. I look to the people.
Don't think that's been invented yet.
I have a peep. I have a
Too bad it's dwarf. It's only
so
2 feet
tall.
What nationality is the doctor tonight?
Yes.
Good. Dvavin.
Dvaga.
Dvaga.
It's Swiss. It's Sister Gwen.
Oh, that's
the,
exactly.
Woman who has taken over the clinic in your there. Since you moved.
Oh,
on.
Sister! Yes, well, come. Yes, well, come in.
Oh,
I will, right. I will open the door for her and I say, can I get you something? Would you like some eggs?
No.
I am making some eggs.
You are needed down at the clinic. Get your bag. Let's go. Don't forget your bag.
I always have my bag. I've got it right here.
Sure
my instinct.
Sure you do. Right.
So the sister shows up. You offer eggs, but you don't offer any of your kielbasa?
She's a sister. You didn't offer your kielbasa to a sister?
Is she
That's
your sister?
Rude.
It is rude.
Is she your sister?
She's a holy sister. You don't give the holy
if
sister
she
your kielbasa.
Your sister, then yeah, you do. Every day you get a woman to ask
so
you.
So I will lock my door. I will close up my home. And I will get my bag, of course. And I will go with the system to the clinic.
Hurry we go. Up. Hurry up. You move your little legs. Let's go faster.
Okay. I'm coming. What is the problem?
Seems like there was a lot of fighting in the dock quarter last night.
It's very dangerous in the dock quarter. Very dangerous.
There was lots of injured people showing up at the clinic.
Oh, well, we must get to them.
And the reason Sister Gwen decided that she needed you is that in the backs of several of them were carved dwarven runes.
Oh!
Ooh.
That is wrong. Mm-hmm. No dwarf would do this. What kind of dwarf would do this? We go right away. I will see these runes. I will see these sick people. And I will help them.
What is the sister's name?
Gwen.
Okay.
But it's not his sister.
Sorry?
It's not his sister.
No, it's his sister as in a priestly order.
So I go.
She worships the Mercies from the land of Ariad, far to the north.
Are they celibate? The Mercies?
The Mercies or the Sisters?
The Sisters.
You can ask her sometime.
Open up Sister Wise. Young sister in the city.
So I
go with her.
You get to the clinic.
I do.
She tell, and you see gang members all over the place.
Oh, no.
In the clinic. Actually, you pass an uncomfortable amount of dead bodies along the way. Not like a war scene, but it's like you pass like a couple and you go, yeah, this was bad last night.
Okay.
So you get there and, you know, there's
Sister, I need you to triage?
They've all been treated as much as I can.
Take me to the most serious.
Like I said, they've all been treated. I want you to look at what they...
Oh, so I'm not in a doctor capacity.
No.
You asked me to bring my bag. I'm not.
Well, you tend to forget it.
I do not forget my bag. Anyway, what are these rooms? Show me these rooms.
She shows you the back of a couple of corpses, actually. One is a cater, a blockade runner gang. And another one is from the Crypt Dwellers. And you see several different gangs around. Gang members, I mean. In bandages and unconscious.
So these are just several rival gangs, right?
Yep.
And they just didn't dance it out?
And no.
Okay.
That's such a good movie.
The Crypt Dwellers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even some innocent bystanders, it looks, from your glancing around, it's like, yeah, they're not in a gang, but they're bloody.
Well, they should not be in the docks at night.
True.
Very dangerous.
True, yes. Can't imagine anyone wandering through the docks at night and not getting accosted.
That's right, especially the ones that get called for a whistle to help.
Come help me.
What do the runes say?
Ah.
I will read the runes.
Yes. Oathbreaker. Kill the bladesmith elf and deliver his head to me, and I will forget I found you here.
That's what's written on the back?
Yep.
Dude! Wow. That's a message.
It's one big rune.
There's a lot of little runes.
Dwarven runes carry a lot of meaning.
That is one loose translation.
Yes.
That is one very, very loose, liberal.
And there are several backs to read it from, so.
Yes, and so it's the same rune on all the backs.
Well, several runes. You get a message out of it.
Oh, I...
You piece it together, yes.
No, move that body over one. No, move that body to the... Oh, no, that makes no sense.
Can I buy a vowel?
Oathbreak. Okay, that is the first one. Oathbreak the first. Okay. I just see these two sisters holding these bodies, and I'm like... I would like to buy a vowel.
They are stout women.
Okay. That is very disturbing.
Yes.
I would like to make my check now.
Your check?
I want to... Or is that... You know, I... Both break. I don't know if this has to do with any of my beliefs, but okay. Um,
Not so much a belief, it's more of your relationships.
It's not a relationship, but a very another one.
But you didn't break an oath with him.
Oh. I didn't break an oath with this Jack the Ripper man. I am paying my penalty. Hmm? I have been banished.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Do I recognize the runes? Can I do, can I make a, let's see, I've got, let me
recognize
see.
The runes as what?
Well, hang on, let me see. I've got dwarf-wise, I've got oath-wise. I've got dwarven rune script. I want to use, right. But I want to see if I recognize
the penmanship,
the handwriting.
Perhaps there's a fellow who's known for carving messages in bodies. So therefore, dwarven rune script, dwarf wise. I'm looking for a particular dwarf and.
Did you circles check?
Chirurgeon. No, it's not a circle. I'm not trying to circle somebody up. I'm not trying to find the guy. I'm trying to find out the name of the guy who is doing this.
Actually, I think it'd be the other way around. Dwarf-wise as the lead.
Oh, okay. That's a B4. And then dwarf-wise.
And then, of course,
and then chirurgeon.
Chirurgeon and the script can
work in. As being a doctor, I've heard of a guy who has carved up dead bodies like this before. So, dwarf-wise.
So, if you succeed, I'll tell you what you want to know.
Okay.
And if you fail, you tell me what you know.
You may not know what you think you know.
I'll tell you what I... Okay, what I know?
Yeah. You tell Bill what you know.
You tell the story, which is wrong. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
If you fail.
Well,
okay.
Might not all be wrong.
True.
Just the part that gets him in the most trouble.
Of course. I think this is just an interesting fact. So, ob 2.
Oh, well. Hell, I don't even need all that other stuff. Okay, so 6 on 2. This is going to establish this is that bounty hunter guy that you've got listed on the webpage.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And there it is. 2. 3.
Yes, it's Thorsbane.
Thorsbane. What do I know about Thorsbane?
He's a bounty hunter.
Okay.
He works for anyone, if they pay. And he likes to flail things. Flay, not flail.
Flay. Fillet.
Fillet. Say, yeah.
And he's presumptuously named.
Colton.
Thor's Bane.
Mm-hmm.
Bane of a god.
Well, the dwarves are the ones who make the weapons. But anyway.
Well, they get that treatment. The bandaging is all good here. Everything is under control.
Of course, I did it myself.
If you need me, if I'm not at my house, leave a message there and slide it under my door. I have somewhere else to be.
Perception test, please.
Perception.
Perception or observation?
Perception. Three. There are no rock snake victims here.
There will be.
Absolutely none.
Briggs!
I may want to change one of my beliefs.
Yes. You have a lunch date with two women.
At the same time?
Then I'd better see to that.
So you call it the Flint residence?
Yes, I do.
It's in the Noble Quarter. It's one of the biggest houses in the quarter. Estate, villa, whatever.
Very nice.
You're escorted in. Lady Amber greets you at the sitting room and gushes over how handsome you look today.
Thank you, Maddie. You look ravishing as well.
Mm. Wait till you see my mother.
I can't wait.
So that's how it is in the family.
You know, I'd love to
butter that muffin.
So a wanker, she brings you to Lady Nora Flint, introduces you. Oh, what a cute little man.
You should see my dwarf.
My lady.
You better believe it.
Charmed, I'm sure.
And charming as well.
Indeed. It's one of my few gifts. I love this house.
I hope it's not your biggest.
Oh, no, there's plenty big about me. And not just my ego. So, I can't help but notice this fine estate. How did you come into such a lavish manner?
Oh, it's been in my family for years.
And what kind of business is your family involved in?
Ruling.
Well, business must be good.
Always. Most people don't know what they want. It needs a strong hand to show them. Lady Amber excuses herself to get to see to.
James, is that more comfortable?
No.
Powder her muffin?
No.
No, she doesn't. Hey, look, if she ain't powdering her muffin, she's not good enough for you, buddy. So.
To see about dinner. I mean, lunch.
Yeah, we don't have servants for that. You do better than this one.
You gotta go smack them around a bit.
Of course.
Noble.
Besides, how else can she leave her mother and this fine young gentleman alone?
To get acquainted. Oh, yeah, baby.
To get acquainted. Next thing you know, she's in your lap playing with your jawline.
Oh,
that's what they call it, dude.
And Talithel's over there singing Barry White.
I casually scoot her off of me.
Get up. Oh, yeah, I'll only let you play this game for a little while. My dumpling.
Oh, no. Bill comes in dumpling.
Ma'am, perhaps you've mistaken my intentions. Of course, I've become quite friendly with your daughter. I'm not a man of multiple lady friends.
Oh.
I'm a one-woman man, at least one at a time.
Oh, I would expect nothing less.
However, you are quite beautiful. And it's clearly you have huge tracts of land.
Indeed. You should see my villa outside. This city.
Oh, check out her villa, dude. Go down to the villa.
Well, what's on the menu for lunch?
What did you say your name was?
I have many names. Friends, my friends call me Briggs.
Delicious.
This lady makes me uncomfortable.
Are those traits out of a person?
Where has Lady Amber made her way to? Let's go check on her, shall we?
She comes back.
I'm going to vote the easy blushing trait.
She comes back shortly with a servant in tow with lunch and treats.
Oh, you're still closed.
No.
Oh, Lady Amber. Those look delicious.
Of course.
So I'll try a treat. Jeff is now doing the community pantomime.
Oh, God.
The D&D episode of community pantomime. Look it up.
So about this villa. Is it on the premises? Can we walk there?
No, it's outside the city.
Oh.
If she said that, Briggs, pay attention.
I'm distracted by her beauty.
Flustered.
I'm quite flustered with her beauty.
Dude!
It's the first time he didn't have to
go with that
before they set in his lap.
She's got...
So, you're treated to a lovely dinner with... lunch. Excuse me. Filled with double and even triple entendres.
Sure.
Just the jiggle.
And what she's really after is for you, you're as an escort at her next soiree.
Okay. Lady Amber, do you have a problem with this? Would this be something that would bother you if I escorted your mother to this party?
Well, I expect nothing less.
Then I accept. Mm. It sounds like a lovely evening. I wonder if I could invite my friends.
You get a plus one.
No. Nora is his plus one.
No, he's Nora's plus one.
Indeed, indeed. But the party is in 5 days.
I see. Well, I happen to be somewhat of an acquaintance with Talithel. Have you heard of the singer, Talithel?
The illustrious bard, Talithel?
Nope.
Long pause.
Gotta work this one out.
Oh, I have heard of him.
You're not a fan, I take it.
Have you ever heard of Tagalini? Much better than the trumped up elf.
Oh,
I like her.
Well, my lady, would you fancy a bit of a wager? If I bring Talithel to the party, perhaps we could entertain the guests with a bit of a sing-off.
Well, now, if you can get Tagalini here, she's in a nation altogether. Ah. Now, that would be a feat. Mm. And gain my undying affection.
Oh, you got a goal.
In 5 days?
Sure. Circle her up! Actually, if Talithel circle her up, he could probably do it.
Yeah, he could.
It's a relationship. He doesn't have to circle her up.
Yeah, convince Talithel to bring her in the competition.
See, I could.
So,
a friendly competition.
A friendly competition. I'll see what I could do. But for sure, count on me to be your guest that evening.
Wonderful. So you have your lunch, and you go on about your way. Talithel!
Dude, you totally could have tapped that.
Oh, you so could have.
She's married.
So,
he's not there. He's out hunting pirates.
Air quotes.
Looking for booty. You know what I'm saying?
Don't need the air quote on that one.
Yeah.
Talithel, the Baron has requested your presence.
I'll proceed there. You said at noon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I said that first.
Oh, good Talithel. So thank you so much for coming.
Always a pleasure.
On your way in, you notice a bustle that usually precedes his departing the city, as he does quite often. In his audience chamber where he's meeting you, there is no one else.
Oh,
none of his usual hangers-on. No one.
Who's it? Who's this?
The Baron.
Ooh, Baron. Mm.
I have a request of you, my dear friend.
Anything.
I need you to find your way to perform at one of Lady Flint's god-awful soirees.
They're god-awful. Why wouldn't I want to make an appearance there?
Because it's a favor for me.
I guess I can do that for you.
I need you to discover details of Lord Macian's plans. I know he's plotting against the king. I just need to find out what his next move is. And who better than the great Talithel and I'm sure you have plenty of wonderful acquaintances who will make the process easier. I mean, you are talented. That there are none better.
That is true.
And when I do find these soap plants, I know you are leaving, so how am I to get them to you?
You are welcome to come to my estates in the countryside. You're always welcome at my estates. Your entertainment is always enlightens any moment of my life. So agree to his task? He provides you with a letter to deliver to Lady Flint's estate where he begs her to let you entertain. Beg is a polite way of saying he's going to entertain for you, coming from the Baron. So you are on the performance list.
Is it possible that I can get a couple of clothing outfits to change and to increase the spacing of time to look for your information between my shows?
Sets.
Theatric sets, theatric kit.
Oh, you're asking for a kit?
Yeah, theatric. Just so I can do the face painting. So I have something to stall between while I look.
I have nothing like that in my possession. Otherwise, I would gladly give it to you. And besides, I've never seen you in the same costume twice.
Madonna.
Lady Gaga.
Madonna.
Bard Gaga. Gagatelle.
Stop it. Just stop. Stop.
Finn.
How many misses must we endure?
Yes.
Master Hamsmith has asked you to call upon him.
Is this in the morning, I'm assuming?
It
can be whenever I want, or does it matter?
I said earlier, but I forgot. At noon.
At noon? Okay. Well, I'm going to spend most of the morning working on the weapons that he is, I guess, we've contracted to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go and see him, and I plan on going to see someone else about one of the other ingredients in the sword, so I'll go and meet him first.
Okay.
Oh. Do you want me to roll up any of those swords, or you just want to say that we just make them?
When it becomes important, I will make it.
Okay.
Have you make a roll.
Alright, go ahead.
Like when they're delivered.
There you go. Alright.
Oh, good. Good to see you, sir, friend. I found a line on the Iron Sand.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, my factor, purchasing agent, was slain by gang violence last night. So I need you to go get it for me.
Where is it?
It's the Port of Lost Hope.
Is that in town?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's a sea voyage, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. The time it's going to take to make some of these swords is going to increase. You're aware of that?
Yes, well, I have apprentices who can work on them. I mean, they're not up to your standards, but this is a bulk order. I have all my forges on this.
Who is my transport?
Oh, I'll need to send you to a man named Tobias. At a nearby import shop. He's a servant of a man I know who can put you and any companions you wish to take with you aboard a sloop captained by a very discreet dwarf.
Very well.
Oh,
tell me it's called the John B.
No. Shadow Chaser.
Okay.
It leaves in 3 days.
I think that can be arranged. I think I need to take someone with me, so if you can give me the whereabouts of the captain so I can speak with him. Mm-hmm. We'll make arrangements.
It will be no problem. And I have bearer bonds for you to carry to pay for the transaction.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'll go and see
promissory him. Notes, whatever.
No.
Can I see him before he goes to, before he gets to the ship?
It's 3 days before we leave, and I'm going to go see you because it's a dwarven captain, so you're on my head.
Oh, I thought you were going to go see the captain first.
No.
That's what I got, is that you want to go talk to the captain.
No, I'm going to go see you first.
Okay, all right. Because I want to talk to you before you talk to the captain.
All right, and I'd like to look for some diamond dust when I leave him, unless you're not done with this encounter.
No, if you got all you want from him, he's given you everything he has.
Okay.
He will hold on to the promissory notes until it's time for you to leave.
Of course, I prefer that.
Because it's going to be 7 dice of cash on hand.
Okay. Ooh. That'd be nice.
Buys a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, purchasing the ore is going to be an op 6 resource test.
Okay.
So.
Ooh, you can get a dwarf to help you haggle.
Yeah, and I've got haggling.
He's got
you got never mind.
I've got Centaurus debate.
You don't need
which includes haggling.
But your passage is set up. You just need to go talk to Tobias at the import shop, and he'll direct you towards the dwarf captain.
All right. I go see Tobias first, because I don't know where this captain is. And
all right. What? What can I do for you?
I understand you're to, I guess, arrange passage for me from Mr. Ironschmidt aboard a ship.
Mr. Craig told me all about that. Yes, you're all set up. It's called the Shadow Chaser.
Very well. Very well. And where is it?
Oh, it's down in the dock.
Okay.
It's not scheduled to depart for another 3 days.
Where can I meet the captain? Is he on the ship?
He's usually on the ship. His name is Hardly.
Hardly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
H-A-R-G-L-I.
Does he have diamond dust? Do you have diamond dust?
You have to ask Mr. Craig. He can probably get it for you.
Okay. Okay.
Not that he can get anything. I've seen him get very strange things.
Okay.
So... I haven't seen any lying around.
Or is Mr. Craig there?
No, he's at one of his other shops.
Okay. Have him point out to me. I asked him where the shop is. Mr. Craig is. I'd like to go by there first and pick up the diamond dust, and then I'm going to go see the doctor.
Okay. He tells you.
Okay.
Where to go.
All right. We're still talking noon, 1 o'clock, that type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Closer to one.
Yeah. I'm trying to still be stealthy.
Okay.
Inconspicuous.
Past one.
Yeah, okay. And,
It's not hard. It's a busy city.
Okay. And, I go to the shop where Mr. Craig is.
All right. It's a candle shop.
Okay. And I inquire... Can I see Mr. Craig, please?
Yes?
I was informed by a colleague of yours, of Mr. Tobias, that you may have some diamond dust here or available.
And who is it that's asking?
I am the weaponsmith for Mr. Ironschmidt, and I need it for some weaponry.
Special.
Oh, that's right. You're the one who's going to go... To the pirate city.
That is correct, sir, yes.
Well, I don't have any in the city, but it's not an uncommon item. It might be a bit pricey.
How pricey?
I'm unsure at this moment. Although, if you're willing to work it out in trade, it would go a long way.
I'd be willing to do that.
Hmm.
What are you inquiring about?
Oh, every now and then I need a little of this and a little of that. It's no big deal.
So we're talking a favor more than an item.
Of course. Favor's always nice.
I'm sure that can be arranged. Happy to.
See?
Wonderful, wonderful.
So you shall contact me when this is available?
Sure, of course. Yeah. I have a candle.
Graciously taken. Thank you, sir.
What kind of candle is it?
Bad.
French
what
vanilla.
What kind of candle is it?
It's a French vanilla candle, or beeswax.
Rosemary.
Oh, very nice. Rosemary.
The same kind he handed Ethan the other day.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And I thank him and I head on out the door.
All right.
Go see Mr. Dwarf. Dr. Dwarf.
Doctor to you.
The Dr. Dwarf.
Dr. Dwarf.
Where are we meeting?
Where are you meeting?
Well, I would go to, I guess I'd go back to my house, but
that would be where he would know to look for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I would go to his forge. If he's not there, then I'd be turning to my house. If he's out running around, so, but I'll be at my house.
Okay.
Well, he spent a lot of time on the street. I think it's fair that you went to the forge and he wasn't there.
Okay.
Although the forge is busy, there's apprentices working the forge and hammering, and it's almost like he was never there.
Oh, Master Finn, please do come in.
Thank you, sir.
Please have a seat. I went to your forge to look for you, and I did not find you. I'm glad that you have come to my home. Are you hungry? Would you like something to eat?
No, sir. I think business is at hand.
Yes, I most certainly. I have a seat. I have something to tell you. We have much to discuss.
Very well.
It seems I was called to the clinic where I do work.
Mm-hmm.
There were many men there,
mm-hmm.
who had been carved up with weapons,
mm-hmm.
With the name, with a message to me in Dwarven. Do you know Dwarven runes? Mm-hmm. Do you speak Dwarven at all?
No.
The message said that it apparently was a message for me because I know whoever it is knows I'm a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I think I know who it is. The message told me to deliver you to him. It said specifically, what did the message say?
He wrote it down. So.
Basically,
in a nutshell, kill the dwarf, kill the elf, and I won't tell on you.
Kill the bladesmith elf, and I will forget I found you here. Nah.
And this was a message to you carved in the back of someone else.
Several men, yes. Now, of course, I'm not going to kill you.
Okay, that was my next question. Then why exactly am I here? Okay.
You came to my house.
Yeah. Okay.
But I...
That's a good point.
You came to my home.
Yeah, but he invited me in, so I'm wondering...
I'm not going to kill you. I'm just telling you I don't want this to happen. You have looked out for Sanzio in the past... you helped Sanzio, so you are a friend of mine. And I will not betray that trust.
Who is this? Who's coming after?
I recognize the handiwork, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
He is a bounty hunter. His name is Thorsbane. He is a notorious bounty hunter, dwarven bounty hunter, motivated by his sickness greed. He is very, very ill.
And you know this man?
I know of him.
Could you identify him?
Possibly. Yes. I mean, there are not that many dwarves here in town.
This guy's got a lot of weaponry.
He is a dwarf. He is a dwarf with lots of weapons. You are in danger. I don't know what he could do to me. I mean, I have accepted my punishment. I have been banished. Perhaps he will kill me. I don't. I don't know what that he would gain from that. Apparently he is looking for he is seeking your death. But I want you to know that I am not, and I do not want to harm you, but I thought you should know that there is a man who is seeking your demise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something odd. All the messages were carved into gang members. It was as if there was a huge fight in the docks. Mm-hmm. But no rock snakes. And they tend to ally themselves, unfortunately, for my race, with dwarves. Mm-hmm. And I understand, I don't know that I know about the dwarf, the rock snakes looking for him earlier. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that is important, but I will share that. That is what I know. So, what can I do for you?
Or how many?
One.
How many dwarves? I mean, is there a large dwarven population in the city? Or is it kind of like the elves were, where it's basically just me and him?
The elves is basically to you. The dwarves, especially with the mountains, relatively close, and the aid they gave at the end of the last war.
Mm-hmm. So
at any given time, there's probably a score or two of dwarves in the city.
Okay.
So not... But most of those, and I don't know, those dwarves are all from a different clan, apparently. They're not from the clan where...
Most of those would be native dwarves.
Okay.
He's a foreign dwarf.
Okay.
And apparently so is this one that he's talking about.
You have different accents.
Okay.
What is Cole doing after the fire is put out?
Well, the first thing he does taken care of after the fire's out, the bar's safe, Thieg's safe, so he goes behind the bar and gets himself a drink.
Of course. That almost goes without saying.
Mm, hot bourbon.
Hot toddy to you.
Yeah. Mulled wine.
Mulled wine.
Gotta sit on a stick.
Yeah, so I make sure things okay. I make sure the bar's fairly secure, even though there was a fire in it. And then I'm going to go look for some rock snakes.
Okay.
So while he's doing that...
Briggs?
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing after lunch?
I'd like to find the telethel.
Should be knocking boots.
Talitha, so, what are you doing after your meeting with the Baron?
Sly rockets in flight.
Oh.
I go to the dwarves.
All right. You were about to say?
I was about to say to the doctor that I'm in a situation where I have to go to a port. And I have to go on the sea.
There's a knock at the door.
Oh. You want to get the knock? You want to get the door?
Do you... For a moment, please! Do you... What does this have to do with me?
Open the door. A dwarven captain, and I think it's in our best interest to all go together.
What is his name?
What was his name?
Hardly?
Harley, that's how I even wrote it.
Harley, do I know Harley?
Harley.
Met dwarf wise? If I have to roll, I'll roll.
Harley.
He's a dwarf. What do you.
Do well, I know have I heard him? Of him? I mean, is he associated. I want to know. I want to know if he's associated with Thor's Bane.
Is he?
Not. Well, that's the question. I want. To, yes, he is.
Okay. Well,
he is Thor's Bane's primary transporter.
See, my question is he Thor's Bane? That's what I'm more concerned about. Not is he associated with him. Is he Thor's Bane?
See,
one.
I don't... Well, and I thought about that earlier when he was talking about the dwarf. Uh-huh. And I thought that might be a bit of a stretch, that you've uh-huh. got a bounty hunter who's also a ship's captain, which is a bit of a stretch.
Gives him a way to move.
Yeah, so. As... I mean, I'll let's say that he is.
No different than making.
Let's say that he is.
Okay.
I want to say that Thor's Bane is
Hardly.
Hard. That is his. What is it?
Unless you've got something already planned.
Well, yeah, they're not the same character.
Oh, okay. Well then. All right. But he transported him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or here's what I want to do. I want to do. I don't know if I can open up Thor's Bane wise, since we've established that I know him, I'm familiar with him. I want to know who his primary, who he travels with the most. Is it this Harley guy, or is it the Admiral? Maybe he associates with the Admiral and travels with the Admiral, but I would think it's probably another dwarf. Let's say that.
Who do you want it to be?
Let's say it's Harley. Let's say it's Harley. Hardly.
Hardly.
Hardly. That's Hardly.
Hardly.
Harg.
Hardly? Like as in hardly a dwarf?
Hardly.
Hardly a dwarf. Okay. Yeah, I want to say that he is traveling with Hardly. I want to say Hardly is his primary. Maybe they're brothers.
All right.
Let's say they're... Let's say that he travels with them. I don't have to say they're brothers, but...
No, sir, we are not relations.
We are no relations.
Brothers.
One moment, please! Brothers. I will be there. I'm getting dressed.
Brothers from another mother.
So what is it you want?
I want to know that he travels with Hargley. Or that where Hargley shows up, Thor's Bane is generally found. They usually travel together.
So you want to know that Thor's Bane uses Hargley for transportation?
Yes. And I've got... It sounds like that's necessarily a wise. It doesn't have a hyphen on it.
Hmm?
Is clan wise a wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say...
There's a hyphen on it.
Not on clan wise.
Oh. Well,
and looking there, I don't think. I mean, I don't know if it's a wise one. But anyway, I want to fork in. I want to say they're in the same clan.
They are not the same clan. Hardly is from the local clan.
Oh, well then.
But that doesn't stop them from being transported yet.
Oh, well then I guess that's dwarven wise. Dwarf wise. And. Let me see if I got anything else. It's a four. That's what I got. Dwarf wise.
So, this is dwarf wise here? Or is this.
Well, if I know, if you're going to tell me that they're not the same clan, it would be dwarf wise.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
It's dwarf wise.
Is it dwarf wise or is it Thorsbane wise?
Well, if I'm opening up Thorsbane wise probably have a lower.
Thorsbane wise would be a lower obstacle.
Let me open Thorsbane wise. I'll open Thor's
Bane. More obstacle, but it's going to be double. We're going to be double.
That's okay. I'll open up Thor's Bane wise.
But under Dwarf wise, to know that Thor's Bane travels with Hardly would be freaky details or specifics. That's an ob 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say Thor's.
Knowing that Thor's Bane, as Thor's Bane wise, travels with him would be uncommon knowledge. Ob 4.
Which is still, I have 8.
But he probably has more dice this way.
Yeah, I get 6. It's a perception. This doesn't do anything for any of my beliefs. Because it's not tied to any of my beliefs. So frankly, I don't care if I succeed or fail. It's not buying. I mean, I'm basically wasting persona here. Wasting.
No, it attaches to the stat you're using.
Well, but it's not tied to a skill. So the question is, I'm going to have to roll well here.
Well, now if you fail...
Yeah. What happens if I fail?
What happens if you fail is you don't recall who he travels with, but he always travels with McGregor, Madrep, your pirate captain.
So he doesn't remember who he travels with, but he does travel with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has trouble with Madrugger.
Okay.
All right, I'll do 2. I'm going to do 2 persona.
Well, he's a pirate son. You pay him gold, he'll take anyone. If you pay.
The drawer. Okay, I've got no way of getting this. I've got 2. Okay, so I go, do I know this dwarf? Have I heard of this dwarf? He's a local dwarf. He is a local dwarf. I don't know that he is associated with this killer.
Okay.
What I do know is that my friend Majora has transported him before. He may have come and been dropped in the city before he left with Senzio.
Well, maybe it's best for us to get out. Because he more than likely will be coming after me. And it's best to get out of here.
There is someone at the door.
I better go and open the door. Hold that thought.
Yes.
Who is at the door?
You took all this time for what? You made me wait out here for this long.
In the harsh sunlight?
I got things I gotta do.
I'm freckling as I go.
Man.
The daylight is...
Master Talitha, please, I beg your forgiveness, 1,000 pardons, please. Welcome to my home, please come in.
Welcome to my home?
Welcome to my home. Please come in. Please welcome in.
Thank you, come
well,
again.
Thank you, come again, goodbye. Please come again, please come in.
Well, I'm just letting you know that I'll be preparing for...
Today seems to be my day for elven entertainment.
Sorry, I've come back a little bit.
No, come in, please, please. I was just talking to Master Thin. Finn. Thin, Finn. He's very thin. Are you sure you want something to eat?
Egg.
Kielbasa.
I will give you kielbasa all day long.
As long as the eggs aren't over.
Tell it, I will give you kielbasa all day long, my
Remember,
friend.
Not over easy. Yeah. Fried.
So, please, my friends, have a seat.
Well, to make a quick story, I've got a gig that I'm supposed to try to get for the party.
I have gotten.
Get.
Okay.
In 5 days for the Admiral's wife's party?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know if you fine gentlemen would like to go.
In 5 days?
5 days.
I don't think that is possible.
And why not?
I believe we are taking a trip in three.
Going on a sea cruise.
This is something you should go with.
One moment. I will go and
there should be no elves.
Hello! Hello. I will go and open the door.
Doc, good to see you again.
Herr
oh,
Biggs.
Look, you're getting the band back together.
Please. Hi, gentlemen. Please, Mr. Briggs, come in. We are just talking. We are talking. Master Telethel apparently needs someone to come with him to some party. I do not believe that I'm going to be available. I do not think that Master Finn will be available. Perhaps you can help him.
Which party would that be?
Oh, the one in 5 days. I'm trying to.
Oh,
play.
The big party.
The big one. If that's what you like.
I would be escorting the hostess.
Oh, will you now?
I will be.
Well, you two have a nice trip on your cruise.
Yes. Enjoy whatever it is you guys are doing.
I must not have gotten my invitation. Oh, maybe that is it. That is it at the door. One moment, please.
I will go open the door.
I will...
No,
please,
no, allow
master,
me.
No,
master,
no. You are a guest in my home. I will open
please,
the door. I will open the door.
Would somebody go and open the door?
I think we need a duel of wits to open the door. I go and open it. And before I open the door, Master Cole, please come in.
I'll close the door.
Please. Master Cole, come in. Have a seat.
Doc, I heard you were treating some people who were in an altercation last night.
I would not say I was treating them. What is this, reading them?
I didn't get my streetwise role.
What? No, they were not treated. The sister, they are very good at what they do.
I don't care. I want to know if you found out anything. I'm looking for Rocksnake.
Well... Please have a seat. I will tell you something. I was telling my friend here that there was a huge altercation in the streets the last day or so, and several people were wounded and killed. Strangely, despite the wide sampling of the gang members, none were rock snakes. And I have reason to believe that... The rock snakes may be involved.
Well, that's mighty interesting. Now I got another reason to kill them.
Why do you have to leave out, Mr. Elf?
I need to actually go and get some ore.
Or what?
Exactly.
What if I were to tell you that perhaps we could wait on this? I could get you another ship to go where you want to go.
What ship is this?
I could have the captain come back, Captain Bertrand.
Fine, I'll do it.
He could
He no problem.
Wow, that was easy, Doc.
But anyway.
Captain Marauder, no.
Madrauder.
He's not, isn't he?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, he's human.
He speaks Elven, but he's not.
Mm-hmm. He is human. So, what I'm suggesting is that we get to the bottom of this rock snake issue, and whoever is provoking, whoever is kicking over their rocks, as it were.
Okay.
And finds this person and won't eliminate him as...
When will the captain...
No, that's good. That's good speaking there, Doc.
In a week? I don't know. We could send a carrier pigeon. I could have him back here if we want. We can get him back.
I'll have to arrange it.
Very bad.
But yes.
But be very...
Reasonable estimate. No sooner than a month.
No sooner than the month. We could get very...
How long is it going to take me to go get the ore and come back?
Well, it's 5 days to leave. Or 3 days
three
to leave.
3 days.
Sailing down there probably take about 3 weeks, and then you'll have to acquire the ore and acquire transportation of the ore back,
because
the sloop isn't really set up for that.
Right. Okay. But the captain's ship is larger, wasn't it?
Yes.
It
wasn't the captain, the Madrauder's ship would be able to handle the quantity of ore you're expecting to purchase without a problem.
Very well.
And...
It would
not be out of the question for him to actually be at the Pirate City already.
Okay.
Well, not already, since he just left, but heading there as well.
Okay.
Question, Bill. Can I cast spells on other people?
If they qualify, yeah. Depends on the spell.
Arcane Kindness for a boost in haggling.
Didn't Luke yell at you for harassing your dice?
Harassing? Heckling.
Heckling your
dice. Can I cast Arcane Kindness on Finn?
You're squeezing your
dice. To get bonus dice to his haggling skill.
It's like they're in pain.
Give me half a second.
You love me?
Ow.
Arcane Kindness is on 207.
I weep for your wife.
I weep for yours.
Most people do.
Personal, no, that's for yourself only.
Okay, so
where do you see whether it's personal or not?
It says origin personal, but I didn't
area of effect casual. For example, call on iron is area of effect single target that you could cast on any target.
I wonder if there's a way to tie all this together.
Well, another...
The chameleon ability is single target or caster, so that you could cast on other people.
So I can only get myself bonus dice to...
Mm-hmm.
To haggle. Haggle. Or persuade. Actually, it says it increases them all.
Yes, so it does.
Seduction, haggling, oratory, persuasion, and circle tasks.
Oh, you still could have been the knickers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's married, dude. Come on. So, what if we can get the other singer at this party, we can have a contest, place all the bets on you.
It would be no fun. They're going on a cruise. They've already decided to leave.
No, we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we would like to do is stay... And take the fight to them, as it were.
To who?
Would you like to find this Thorsbane?
Who's Thorsbane?
Has he got something to do with the rock snakes?
Say what?
Yes. I believe he is leading them.
So what's this?
And
let's
believe with a little B, not a big B.
Not the big B. Big little B.
A little B. At the moment, I may make it a big B in a minute. But see, we believe that... I believe this Thorsbane is the one that is misleading these poor rock snakes.
Thorsbane.
The rock snakes are old enough to make their own decisions.
True.
Thorsbane needs to be removed.
I like the way you're talking, Earl.
No,
he has nothing to do with the rocks.
But that's...
Understand something. I appreciate your fervor in this. But for whatever reason, he needs to be eliminated as a threat to me.
Absolutely.
And what concerns me more is that someone else knows I'm here. So.
It's a secret?
I need to find him.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
We find him, we kill him, we have fun doing it.
I just need to find him.
And kill him.
I just need to remove him as a
threat. Ben, he tried to burn down the bar.
The bar?
Thieves' bar.
Someone tried to burn down the bar?
Yes.
Is there still liquor there? Did it go
off? Well, I'm here, but yeah, there's a little left.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I suggest we do.
While they start talking, I go to the pantry.
Okay. Mr. Briggs, you have friends?
Is there anything left?
And then he replenished it.
You said a competition.
Did I?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I mentioned to the lady.
He said when he got back to the house, starts cleaning up, you said he replenished it.
No, I didn't say it. I said he put it.
Thank you.
Did he say it?
I said he said it.
Okay.
Thank
you. I don't recall that question.
I don't remember saying that I replenished the bar. But
I don't either.
That is fine. Yes, sure, there's some alcohol there.
Anyway, in my meeting with Lady Nora, I mentioned that I knew you. I thought maybe we could host a contest. Put some money, place some bets, somehow rig it, and we all come out with a little bit of coin.
Mr.
Apparently, she is a bigger fan of some other Fruit Loop that's your competition. What's his name?
Maria?
What was his name?
Maria. There's a woman.
Is yeah. A woman.
Oh, Maria de Tagliani? Tagliani?
That's it.
Oh, she's good.
Mike Shaw.
Oh, no. No offense.
You two take the boat.
Oh, no. No offense. But she's good.
Well, I don't think you're interested in her voice. The only thing you can see is waist high.
Anyway, do you have any way of reaching this competitor? Tagalili? Maria?
Maria? I might be able to.
Her voice is beautiful.
If we can get her here in 5 days.
She's not on the NPC last day?
No.
3 days.
Is it 3 days? Are we leaving in 3 days?
5 days. 5 days is the party.
5 days is the party.
I have a thought.
Oh!
I need to. If we cannot find Thor's Bane, okay, what I'm saying is that if we cannot find him, that ship needs to leave in 3 days, and it's going to go down to, I'm sorry, what was the town again?
Port of No Hope.
Port of No Hope. It's going to the Port of No Hope. There's probably a pretty decent chance that Captain Madrada is going to be down there. Would you not agree?
I would. Let's try to find him. If we can't find him, then we still leave in 3 days.
Well, okay. But what I'm also thinking is that what if we have one of the little assistants that I have disguise him as an elf, send him on the sloop to go down to the Port of Lost Hope, and I will disguise myself as the assistant. And that way, people will assume I am out of the city.
Why don't we do that anyway?
Okay.
Why don't we circle up somebody, an actual elf, to take your place?
An actual elf.
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
He's an elf.
He has to sing in 5 days.
Yeah,
what are you going to do? You go to the Port of Hope, and we'll have one of his apprentices sing against his other woman and risk your entire reputation. Mary had a little lamb! Oh, no. The greatest performance you will ever have.
If I can get Marietta, can your contacts or your date get me a theatrical kit? Therefore, that will solve two things. One, I can disguise him as whatever
how much
he
is
would like to be,
mm-hmm.
and
how
whatever accomplice he wants to do.
How much is a theatrical kit?
9.
Woo! How much is that?
Oh, no, that's when that's yeah. character creation.
So,
how much is it if you want to buy it? We'll buy one outright. They're probably. I mean, they're probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, look up resources test and see what it come out as. But anyway, let's try to find Thor's Bane. And Cole and I.
Briggs will help us find him.
Briggs,
we'll get him.
Let's go try to.
He's very dangerous.
Let us go and encounter this fellow.
It's very dangerous.
Jason, page 366.
But
well, I can't go with y'all if I've got this party in 5 days.
We're going. What we need you to do is find him as fast as you can. Because he is. He means ill will to our friend the elf.
Thor's Bane?
And myself.
And we think he's here in town?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We know he is.
Somewhere close. Perhaps you could talk to the same contacts you used to find this boar's tooth fellow.
Well, I could see what I could do.
And since you are not a mark, you might be able to do it. But we need to know where he is, and we need to know as soon as possible.
Okay. And get you a theatrical kit?
4?
I'm looking at tools for special skills.
There's tools for medical and artist skills.
And I'm 5 tools for special skills.
And tools for special skills. So which?
Page 367.
367.
For you playing at home, that is Burning Wheel Gold, page 367.
Sure it's not page 367?
Pretty sure it's 367.
I thought it was 367.
And for those in Italy, that is CCC. L.
Trecento. Trecento y siete.
Come on, it sounds like a 4. Jewelry, exotic fabrics.
Yeah, but it's not even a. I mean, jewelry, exotic fabrics, really? I mean, it's all fake. It's theatrical.
Tools from medicinal and artist skills.
That's it. That's what you want.
Yeah.
What
Op 4.
Yeah.
A trained falcon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You're going to have a trained falcon in your show?
A poor quality bassinet. Anyway.
I'd love to see the show with the falcon.
It's your choice. You don't have
so
to be on the ship.
For
is it,
what are your resources?
How much persona do you have?
Holy smokes.
So mine is 1.
Persona? 3.
So can I go charm the pants off of Lady Nora and...
Knickers.
What'd you call me?
Knickers.
Oh.
Wow.
Dude.
Boo.
Man,
that was bad on roll.
Oh, my gosh. Boo.
So, charm her out of her knickers for a 4? For a loan of a 4? Can I get resources from her?
For the show, it's important for the
you
competition.
You could definitely try.
For the, for the competition for both of them.
For a better show.
Okay, then I got some running to do. I got to go talk to Millie, and I got to go talk to Lady Norm.
Master Cole, the alcohol is here. I will prefer you stay here until we hear back from Master Briggs. You're welcome to stay at my home.
I'm going
to
go
until we find out what is...
Why don't I go do some investigating?
How are you going to find
quietly.
Him?
Quietly.
Go with him.
So long, sucker.
I'm with him.
Then I will go with you.
Come with us.
So the doctor is going with who?
Let me go with Briggs, because I don't want to be seen with you.
Okay.
Oh God, who would?
That way, if something comes up, I might be able to. talk him out of a cult with you. That,
so the doctor, Talithel, and Briggs are doing one thing, and
since you're in trouble, take the muscle.
I know. I'm going with him.
Okay, God.
Yeah.
Finn and Cole are doing something else.
Catch up, Briggs. What's going on, man?
So, Cole, what's your plan?
I'll go ask around.
All right.
I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
I don't have any investigative skills.
Then I'll open up one.
I guess. There's a couple pieces of paper here.
What do you want to find out? What do you want to find out, or who do you want to find?
I want to find out if there's been any... The dwarf has to be staying someplace. Any dwarves that are new into the city within the last week or two, maybe inquiring about me, inquiring about an elf. I'm unique as far as when people look at me, so I'm sure they'll read right through that and know that he's asking about me. But that's what I want to know. If that's my first thing. In the end, what I want to find out is, where is this guy? Where was the last...
Where is Thor's bank?
Where is Thor's bank? That's where I want... Where is he?
Okay.
And for that matter, I'm still aware of any assassin or ambush, so I'm looking for this guy as well. I'm aware of what's going on around me.
So you want to find someone who knows where Thor's bank is?
Yes.
Sounds like a circle to me.
Circles?
All right.
Let us do that.
Circles.
It's not the same without Doug.
Yeah. I know.
No kidding.
It would be so much easier to do some sneaky spy stuff with Doug.
I would have totally missed Doug. Totally. Hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Dude,
I gotta have some scruples.
I have none.
She's trapped in a loveless marriage.
What was your...
You would be making her happy.
Life paths?
The life paths that I had were... Hold on. Bladesmith, Bowyer, Attendant, and Born Etharc.
Okay.
You want to put something in particular on and help you with? Or?
No, I just want to know what your circles were to see what kind of...
Oh, circles is three.
No, I'm sorry. What's your life paths dictate what your circles are.
Oh, okay.
What you have. What's common to your circles is in your life paths.
Oh, okay.
What's outside of your...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's harder if you haven't been there.
Right.
So you're trying to circle up someone who knows.
Yeah, the closest thing that, and really what I'm going to call on is anybody that's in the Merchant League that might be dealing with somebody like that at all. That is a affiliation that I have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to find a merchant who knows where Thor's Bane is.
Yes.
Six. Five. Hmm. Now, he can help you.
Mm-hmm.
I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have circles, and this is...
Street plot.
You've had... Well, what's your life pass?
Oh, village guard, village born, village guard, foot soldier, freebooter.
Yeah, you can be part of that. Now, on the other hand, if he leads,
mm-hmm.
going with the underclass kind of concept, his obstacle will only be a four.
What do you say, Ron?
I got a circle of one.
Oh.
Just putting that out there.
So I've got a five.
Your obstacle is 5.
And I've got 4 now.
And I can help you.
Right. All right. And then...
So you have a circles of 3.
Uh-huh. I'm using the Merchant League.
Merchant League affiliation?
Affiliation.
Right.
Yeah, it's an affiliation. Yeah.
Okay.
But my reputation, I don't think, will come into play as Master Weapons Maker.
Not really.
I didn't think so. What? And the other two is Elven Etharks is an affiliation, and then Kinslayer, I don't think, will come into play.
Not unless you're trying to find an elf.
Yeah. If I was, that'd make all the difference in the world. All right.
You
and,
something,
I could have helped him, but I'm not with him.
Yeah.
I think I could have helped him.
So I'm basically helping him with my reputation?
No, you're helping him with your circle.
Circles. So just
you are giving him a helping dice for a circle.
Okay. And
so this counts as a test for you.
Yes.
Jason, can borrow this for some. Yep. I'm going to use 1 persona.
Okay.
So I need a 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this will be challenging for me.
It's actually challenging
for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, I did not help.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Then you got 2.
I got 2 6s. I got 3 6s.
3 6s.
3 6s. Yeah.
It's a 5. So
yep.
You got it?
I got it.
Awesome.
You have 5.
I have 5.
If you explode it and get a success, you name the person and they become someone you can develop.
That's even better. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
That's in the cost fate. You a fate point.
I will use a fate point.
That was challenging for you too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
1.
That's all you needed. All
right.
So what's this person's name?
Darian Foam Splitter.
No.
Someone came with earlier for them.
So can I name who it is and everything about them?
Basically.
Okay. It's another dwarf.
Basically, you get the name.
Okay. It's another dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Argyle.
All right, Salvatore would be so pleased.
Yeah.
Sock puller.
No.
Argyle. Weapons breaker.
No.
Argyle. Mountain hammer.
Spleen masher.
Spleen squeezer.
That's more visceral.
No, that's it. Argyle.
He's a merchant, though.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm thinking is.
Craftsman.
Yeah. Argyle Gold Weaver.
Ooh.
No, Argyle.
It's his character.
What?
Yeah. Well, if his first name's Argyle, put him in textiles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gold spinner.
Gold Weaver. Yeah, he weaves gold.
Socks?
Yeah, why not?
Where do you think we got Argyle from?
Argyle Gold Weaver.
Argyle. He's a different clan.
Yeah.
He's the Scottish clan. I'm with the German slash
Indian
clan.
Slash Swedes.
Splash, 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 slash Pakistani.
Now what do I put him down under?
Contacts.
Contacts.
You are developing him.
Argyle. You gotta spell it like that phonetically.
Now, your circles is 3, you said?
Yes.
And you used affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
So, your, I forget what the term is, aptitude, I think, is 4. So, 4 from 10, you have to contact him successfully 6 times, and he becomes a relationship.
Okay.
Oh, what can I do for you, good elf?
Argyle, I am looking for another dwarf.
There ain't many of us in this town.
I know, and I'm certainly glad and delighted that I can count you among my friends and contacts in the city. I am looking for...
But do you need socks?
I might, because you make the long skinny ones that I need.
Yes.
So...
With gold thread.
Exactly. This dwarf.
Talithel himself keeps me in business most of the time.
I have no doubt. This he doesn't wear them
on his feet, though. I'm not sure what he's doing with all these socks.
He always has one left over.
This dwarf goes by Thor's Bane. Does that sound familiar?
I've heard of that one.
Have you seen him? Do you know where he might be found?
Nay, I don't. But, so are you sure he's in town?
Yes, sir, I am.
That might well explain the rock snakes. He likes to use agents, you see.
Very well. Well, let me ask you this. If he's using the rock snakes, where can they be normally found? Do they have a...
Well, there was an abandoned warehouse over in the warehouse district.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've pretty much taken over that.
Maybe that's someplace we can go.
Now?
Just a moment. Is there a place where, as a dwarf, maybe some of the dwarves that come from the mountains would stay and congregate?
Yes.
And where is that?
Well, it's over in the new city.
Okay. Is it a bar? Is it a hotel? Is it an inn?
It's a hostel.
Okay. Okay.
You wouldn't like it there. Very low roofs.
That may be the case, but I think that may be something we can check out.
Very only.
So is there anything else that you could tell us about? Anything that you maybe know about? Or
he's a dangerous dwarf, he is.
Can you tell maybe what he looks like? Do you have any idea? Is there anything that's distinguishing about him that you know of?
Lots of weapons.
Lots of weapons.
Lots of weapons, yes. He's a mean shot with the crossbow.
Okay.
Love Wayne Reynolds artwork.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We
know what you did. You stole his art and put it on a Syrian portal.
I got it off of Bing. Image search.
So it's free game, right?
Yeah.
Open license.
Not that stuff.
I know.
He always gets his mark. That's what he does. Like I said, a dangerous man.
Do you know who might hire him?
Anyone?
What's anyone?
No, it's anyone.
Different clans.
Yes. You're not here.
Do you have any idea who might hire him now? Who might have called him into the city?
His current employer.
He works for elves, he works for dwarves, he works for humans.
Whoever pays him, and pays him enough.
I would never say this out loud, but some people say he even works for a fox.
Wonderful.
Not that that has ever passed my lips, Nigel. Mm-hmm. I would deny it if either of you say that.
Mm-hmm. Say what? Never say it.
I like you. You have a dwarvish sense about you.
I've heard that.
And it's not just the bones.
Okay. Ariel, thank you very much. Bernd, do you have any questions for this gentleman?
Can we go now?
Well, I'm sure he'll let us go. Do you have any questions for him? Thank you.
No.
I appreciate all of your help. And if I may be of any assistance, please don't hesitate to contact me.
If I ever decide to start wearing socks, I'll come by.
They're very comfortable. You get less blisters that way.
Once they scab over, everything's fine.
I can tell.
Yes.
What time of day are we going
to be?
It's got to be after lunch because he had lunch today.
Yeah. Still light?
Yeah, it's still light.
Let's go to the warehouse.
Oh, I love that.
It's on towards evening now.
Okay. Let's definitely go over there then.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Don't you want
to? You guys.
Mr. Briggs. All right. I know you're getting a go with a lady, but I also need some information on Lord Mason. So while I'm doing my dance and getting scrubbing Maria's face in the dirt, I need you to look up some stuff for me.
And I'm a favor to ask. And now I'm doing Scottish. I have a favor to ask as well.
Give me a minute. And I have a favor to ask as well. I want you to do me this woman that you are seeing. Her husband.
I'm seeing her mother. I mean, I'm seeing her daughter.
Right.
Not the woman I'm seeing.
I'm
newly acquired.
Okay. Whatever. The woman, the mother. She is married to the Lord Admiral Maesian Flint. You know this man?
I don't know him, no.
He's very dangerous. He is a danger to Madrada and Senzio. We need to get into her good graces to work with her so that we can convince her to tell her husband if she should find Madurado, to not hurt him or Senzio.
Good grief. You guys are like pleasing a bunch of women. I'll see what I can do. Let's go find Millie.
I'll send her going along to look for a spot to send like a telegram or bird. Maria.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Easy. Just put a rock snake in front of it and watch it go right through it.
Mud worms.
Well, you want. She's your relationship. So you want to get in contact.
You could
with
say
her.
She's in town.
Yeah.
If you want. I mean, she could be in town for a benefit or something.
This
or
is her annual pilgrimage to
the Slums of Ambrosius.
In fact, she's come to rub your nose in it anyway or something.
Yeah.
She's
every year she visits all the ports on the peninsula, and she's
trip.
Her galley has
she's
just
wonderful.
Arrived.
I love her voice. She's just wonderful. She's a fool.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I'll head to her.
Soprano.
I'll head to her thing. I'll stay with Briggs for now. And
so you're staying with Briggs
until he's done, and then we'll.
And the dwarf is going along ranting about Maria.
Oh, but she's wonderful.
Okay,
not you better watch it, buddy.
Raving,
yes.
Raving about it.
The doctor is raving.
She's wonderful. You're pretty good too.
So you go corner.
Well,
Millie,
are you going to see if you can get your competitor to join us at the party?
We'll take care of what you need to, and then we'll head over and issue the challenge.
Okay.
Theatrically.
Feasibly, can he get here in time?
Who? What?
His competitor.
She's here.
Her galley arrived in the port this afternoon.
Perfect. All right, let's go see Millie. And, Millie might ask me for some coin. And we're both equally.
I will go.
Okay. Last time I just gave her cash. Do I do a resources roll?
You haven't talked to her yet.
Okay. Millie, can I find her? She's usually.
I'm almost as tall as you.
Yes, my love, you are. You're very tall and bright as well.
Can I pull on your beard?
Yes.
Isn't she cute?
She's a
strong, girl. Strong grip.
So, Millie, these are some friends of
I
mine.
I have a fondness for each other. It's fine. give me my pocket watch.
Are you familiar with Talithel? Have you met Talithel?
She does.
Give me back my watch.
She does give you back your watch.
Thank you.
Talithel's quite a big deal. Have you met him?
Yeah. Have you met Maria? We are going to see her later. She's wonderful!
So, anyway, Millie, we're looking for
I prefer
someone.
Stavros. He's dreamy.
Stavros?
Teeny Papa?
We are,
is the dwarf on still?
What can I do for you today, Briggs?
I'm looking for someone you might have seen bopping around town.
We're looking for someone named Thorsbane.
He's a dwarf like myself.
He's a dwarf and he's
probably he's not like you.
He's not as nice, is he?
Or as gullible. She hands you your watch back again.
Cheeky.
Cheeky little monkey.
Cheeky monkey. Cheeky monkey.
He's bad news.
Yeah, we know he's bad news.
He slipped into town a few months ago on one of the Red Wind Morning's visits.
Red Sun Morning.
Yeah, what he said. Ships have such long names, it's hard to keep them straight.
Red Sun?
Your contact is crap. Okay, I just want to
say she's an eight.
I thought it was Red Sky.
Red Sky.
Red Sky Morning.
It is a Red Sky Morning. Yeah.
Hi, you were wrong too.
Give my watch back.
It's in his pocket.
You have any idea what he might be doing here?
Getting kids killed.
Yikes. And how's he doing that?
Convincing them that they're dwarves.
You're not dead.
Oh, I know.
Neither am I. So he's persuading children to pose as dwarfs and...
You know the rock snakes, right?
Oh, yes. I'm
That's familiar. His handiwork. Mm. No one sees him, not since he got off the boat. Ship. Boat? When is it a boat and when is it a ship?
Yeah, it's probably a schooner. So, you treated a bunch of kids.
The tuna with a heart.
Disguised as dwarves. I mean, the doctor.
No, I treated a bunch of young boys who were not rock snakes.
They try and grow beards, like the dwarves. See? Chug, chug.
Here's your watch, right? Here's your watch. Here's your watch. She's adorable. No, they are emulating the dwarves. They attacked us the other night. And, I will point out, you are not there. And, I point out, they called me a name in Dwarven that only a dwarf would know. So, it seems to me that yes, they are being led by this sword, Thorsbane. We must find him. So,
what? So, Millie, any idea where Thorsbane might be hiding out?
No, I really don't know.
Persuade her. She knows. You know where the rock snakes are. Yeah, you know where the rock snakes are. You're going to have to go them and beat them up and convince them to tell you where he is. He ain't there.
If you find where the rock snakes are, I'm sure he'll be there.
And the rock snakes, where do they typically hang out, even though I know Briggs doesn't yet?
See, they're all over. I stay away from them.
Gotcha.
They're not all there anymore.
I see. Now, what do you mean by that?
They act like dwarves. That's not natural.
No, it is not.
It's what I've always thought.
Well, Millie, you haven't been much help, but I appreciate the assistance anyway.
I'm keeping the watch.
That's fine. We'll get a new one from Mary.
She's got your watch now, Talfo.
I don't carry a watch. There's always time for Talfo.
Fine, Vigo. She does not give us any sort of location where the...
No, just that...
The gang hideout is? She's also not... No?
They tend to go north at night.
North. North. Mm. We need to go north!
nothing there but warehouses. I don't want to go there.
The warehouse district. Perfect.
Well, should call on Lady Nora while we're out.
That's in a completely different part of the city.
Well, we got to stop and get Maria to do the show. Then we'll head to Lady Nora's. And then we'll head to the warehouse so he can beat up this guy with no sword.
I'm sure he will listen to sense.
Who's got no sword? He's got no sword?
Yeah, we're hunting down a bounty hunter with no weapons.
So you go... Gun.
You have got your fists.
You go visit Maria then?
I don't break a nail.
Of course.
Are we good here, Joe?
Yeah, we're good.
We'll head to Maria.
I will let her keep the watch. Play to roll.
It doesn't work.
Play to roll.
Need to roll what?
I don't know, any kind of resource.
Are you going to let her keep the watch?
Yes.
No, you don't need to roll.
Okay, keep my watch. Don't care.
It's work anyways.
It's just a gift from my father. Last thing he gave me. I don't care. Keep it.
Monogram.
Monogram.
There's a hand-painted...
I will treasure it always.
How much do you think it's worth? Okay. All right, so back to them or back to us?
No. You got to go. We're going to talk to Maria.
How do you solve a problem with Maria?
That's a good question.
We've heard that before.
I'm going to cast this
spell. It's funny when I said it.
You're going to cast a spell? What are you going
to
cast?
I'm going to beef up my persuasion before we talk to her.
All right. Let's cast a spell.
I'm going to cast...
First one of this game. Yeah.
Do we watch him? Do we see him do it?
I'm not there.
No one, well, you're there.
Well, that brings a question. Is your casting...
I thought you had a thing like, don't let anybody see you cast spells.
Verbal or...
It's verbal.
Or
no, my thing is...
Somatic.
It's verbal. My thing is to be very subtle.
I want to see him cast a spell.
Speak in a firm voice when you cast a spell.
Okay. I want to observe him.
What are you casting?
Arcane kindness.
Or use perception.
All right.
Perception.
Obstacle
or
4.
Perception.
Are you hiding from them, or are you just hiding from people?
I'm hiding from people.
We're not people. That's cold,
no,
man.
We're kind of friends at this point. I mean,
he's letting you in on a secret.
You gonna let us see you do it?
Or are you gonna try and excuse yourself?
I gotta take a.
I think I'll try to excuse myself and.
Excuse me, Bill.
I gotta go too.
Okay.
Let's go together.
Let's go together. Like women.
I'm going to go.
Get a powder my nose. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And take a piss.
Don't get him confused.
I gotta drop a deuce.
I gotta drop a dwarven deuce.
Is there any way I can use my inconspicuous skill while casting this?
Pretty much that's what you're gonna have to do.
That would be stealthy. Be stealthy, wouldn't it?
Inconspicuous.
And no, inconspicuous is like crowds and stuff. It's the opposite of conspicuous.
Well, we're on a street. Inconspicuous.
Well, stealthy would be hiding. Inconspicuous is blending in and not being obvious in what you're doing. I think inconspicuous
is it perception or observation?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll use perception.
You want me to cast first and then
you have
that?
Do you have observation?
Nope.
Okay, then it's perception double up.
Do you want me to cast first, or do we want to do this? Do you want to see if he sees me doing something, or do you want me to... I mean, either way, I'm going to do it.
Let's cast first.
Okay.
Okay.
Because so if that blows up, then inconspicuous might be needless.
Fair enough.
You have observation?
No, to open it.
You just roll perception. Is this to open observation, then?
Depending on the obstacle, yeah. If it's a high enough obstacle that it's a perception test, then it's a perception test. If it's low enough that it's not a perception test, if it's a routine perception test, then it counts as open observation.
Okay.
All right.
My spells are mine and mine alone. They fall upon a world that's blind. I call upon my gifts from home.
You know you don't have to do that with this spell system.
While casting arcane kind. I had in the book it said you have to write your...
Okay.
Oh no, do it.
I liked it.
You know, you don't have to. You don't have to do that poetry crap.
Yeah, but do it.
But don't role play. How dare you?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are, show off?
What do you think you got dice for, man?
It's pretty good.
You sound like talking when you cast spells, though.
Just do dice before the game.
Only when you cast spells.
I got poetry. Spells don't have to rhyme. Yeah, the universe really cares about when you're rhyming.
All right. You got your dice?
Yeah. He's forcing the sorcery into an order by making a rhyme scheme, forcing it into an order.
All four in singing.
English rhyming scheme?
Yes.
Iambic pentameter?
I have a six in sorcery.
Okay.
Here we go.
Nothing.
Two.
Didn't happen.
All right. Now the fun begins.
So do I see him? What's the
action, sir? He still has to pay his tax.
Ooh.
He goes, pocus.
So you need to make a fort test. Your obstacle is a spell's obstacle. So your fort test, four.
One?
Yep.
One.
You have fort of one, of four?
Yep.
And you needed
as
a what?
Spellcaster?
Yeah.
And you needed a what?
Well, now your fort is...
Three.
Now what is your
one,
fort? Three. No, one.
Wow! Your fort's a one?
I stab him.
Temporarily.
I stab him. Temporarily.
What blade?
He didn't hit my blade.
You're lucky. You got a better chance than the last guy he used it on.
Ooh.
He was just laying there in the street.
Oh! That is uncalled for.
Donut, I can still test sorcery, right? That was still 6
yeah.
out of 4.
But you always pay tax, and now you're at a fort 1.
Yeah.
Is that considered a fort test also? Or?
Yeah, the fort test is a fort test.
Okay.
Well, you get two tests out of that one thing.
Yeah.
And you fail them both.
Yay!
Once you're resting, you can test health against your lost dice to see how quickly you get them back.
Okay.
That's 505. But now on to the failed casting. I need you to roll an actual d6.
Two.
Garbled transmission.
Hmm.
Oh, wheel of magic, turn. Tell me the lesson I have learned. Roll two different colored dice.
Can't see these dots.
Green and a purple.
Which one's darker?
The purple. Green.
Green?
The green one actually is darker, yeah.
Okay. The green determines the direction.
Roll them at the same time, then?
Yeah, sure.
Odd is six.
Odd is counterclockwise. Okay. So that's the three, right?
Yep.
And how many steps?
Six on the purple.
Starting at the center ring, find the element. Element is anima.
I was looking at that earlier.
Green and purple lights spring into existence. The entire range of your field of vision. Just bobbing there in midair.
And everyone can see these?
And everyone can see these.
Oh, dude, so much for being inconspicuous.
Observation?
Easy task!
I got two.
Do they follow me? Hmm? No, they're right here.
I guess we're seeing gas.
Get away. Get away from them. I don't know what those are. Gas.
Lights. Gas.
Swamp gas. Some
weird bugs. Let's go. They last through the night and dissipate with the morning dew. Sun.
Let's go.
What was that? Where did that come from?
I don't have any idea.
No, I saw you do something and then all these lights appeared.
Bathroom.
What?
I was just in the bathroom. Where were we going? I think they want to know that you cast a spell, so.
So what do we need? So what was the other?
inconspicuous versus their untrained observation.
Can we roll that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't there something about the setting that magic is frowned upon?
No.
The city? No? Okay.
You want to roll against me?
I rolled earlier, but I roll again if you want. It's not there, but...
Oh, we weren't testing anything yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll roll again.
Can you roll your perception?
Yeah.
One.
Two.
Yeah.
Three over
three.
Here.
Jason got a three.
Two. Okay. The jig is up.
Three out of one. Observation.
Without getting too much into it, gentlemen.
So it's observation one. Open observation.
And.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? That's a routine for me, right? Because it was basically a versus test.
It was a versus test.
So they're routine tests.
You roll three dice?
Yep.
Yeah, routine.
Two versus one, so a routine.
Are you a spellcaster?
You could say that. I'm gifted.
Obviously, it's not any good. So go on.
And yeah,
oh, I wonder
what
you
just experienced was a bit of a misfire. On
oh, this is great.
No,
the audience will love it.
No,
you know, I can put you in a corner and make the lights appear when I should do my show.
Nothing
be
good about it. No,
you'll be perfect.
It's horrible.
Don't worry. Don't sell yourself short.
No.
With time, you'll make the move.
No,
this is lovely.
Can't do that on purpose. A misfire. I'm feeling very sick. We should probably go. I'm not going to do the talking.
He does look a little wobbly.
And, but I am a bit of a caster from time to time. It's nothing I overdo. I definitely don't overuse it. And I would appreciate it if we kept that between us for now.
We'll see. Okay, let's go.
So where are you going again?
You're going to see Maria.
Going to see Maria.
Jason,
Maria,
you gotta talk to her.
Maria.
Oh, we're 10 to 10. Well,
mm-hmm.
We're a quarter to 10 right now.
So, next week, some of us are going to talk to Maria, and others are going to wander into the warehouse.
All about it.
Yeah. Okay.
His condition, does that look like it can be cured? Or is it just something that time will pass?
Oh, it passes. Worst case scenario, I think 12 hours of rest.
What, you don't want the chirurgeon looking in?
Maybe I want his throat slit.
You never know. All right.
Go through the list.
So, do we have an MVP for the night?
No.
And the crucial element.
I think
success.
We all did. I mean, it was a level playing field.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there's any one thing that really needed to get done.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a lot of setup.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any beliefs this past week to work with, so. New beliefs, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Workhorse doing all the work of the scenario?
Again, I don't see where any one person did that. Because, I mean, it was balanced out.
Yeah.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. Moldbreaker. Going beyond bounds of character. Cole came close, but the bar has always been the first thing on his list.
Mm-hmm.
Shall let it burn.
No.
Yeah,
if you would let it burn, that would have been.
Embodiment. I really can't see a performance I didn't like tonight. So
yeah, again, we're all sitting into the characters pretty well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all punching at them pretty hard, the characterizations. So, everybody get a persona.
Yay!
Right skill, right time. Having a skill to make the story go.
I think
We only did the one skill tonight, didn't we? I don't think anybody else did anything besides the spellcasting.
Well, I was doing the Thor's Bane wise, but I don't really have the skill. I was trying to open a skill.
I don't see it. And I didn't even invoke a skill at all.
I did observation, but that didn't push it. Perception. Didn't do it in a dwarf rune script. Well, dwarf rune script, reading the scripts on the dwarves.
Oh, but you didn't test that skill.
I did. Yeah.
No, you test.
No, it was dwarf rune script.
It was dwarf wise.
No. Dwarf. It was dwarf wise to find out about Thor's Bane. Right. It was to read the runes and put it to the dwarf.
Thor's Bane.
Was dwarf rune script.
Was dwarf wise. With RuneScript forking in.
Oh, you're right. We switched them.
Right.
But it was... Yeah, still, it was the same. It was a skill to push the story forward toward Thor's Bane.
You are right. Take a fate.
Yay!
Okay. Roy.
Yeah?
Beliefs, instincts, and traits.
Yeah, I did not pursue causing pain to rock snakes. Instead, I worked on protecting Deke's bar.
Mm-hmm.
Deke's only family I've left. I will protect his bar with my life.
Definitely a fate for that.
And you know, jobs didn't come into it. So
instincts.
Always switch employer didn't come into it. Didn't need my store tonight. And always begin and end the day with a drink didn't come into it.
Any traits?
Drunk and thug and cold-blooded and dreadful, so I don't think so, really.
No. Cold-blooded with the bar burn and chase down the rock snake.
Well, had I done that.
Joe, what did Briggs do tonight?
Women may fill my time and coin purse, but never my heart. Love is for poets. Casting spells can expose the secrets of my past. I shall be subtle with my gifts.
Womp, womp.
I try.
Well, no, I mean, the first one could come into play, but that it kind of depends on whether or not Amber is truly in love with you and you throw her off to go after Nora. Because you kept playing the, I'm this noble guy.
I don't think I'm...
But if the money is... Well, what I'm saying, I'm not saying you played it necessarily. What I'm saying is, in the future... If Amber, for example, is truly in love with you, but you spurn her to go after Mom because Mom's got the money.
That's exactly what Briggs was going to do.
But that's not what you played at all tonight because right. we kept saying, hey, Mom's got the money, Mom's got the money. You're like,
oh, I have morals and I'm not going after Mom. I'm ho ho ho. You know.
She's married.
She's married and I'm not going after her.
I'm using Amber to get to Nora, but not in a sexual sense. I'm not knocking them boots.
I never got that.
But it's the whole she's married thing, though.
Right. I never got the more base, direct attack on your belief. I mean, I never got any of that. I never got that you were using Amber. I thought that you were trying to avoid Mom because more you were embarrassed. I mean, I'm just saying that's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. That's what I got.
Okay. Casting spells could expose the secrets of my past. I shall be subtle with my gifts. Tried, failed. Lady Amber's
beautiful. Still did it, though. Mm-hmm. You still tried to do it, though.
No, I tried.
You gotta, I mean...
That's worth a fate point.
Yeah. I mean, you still tried, even though you failed.
You're trying not to be caught. Okay. So, fate for that. And then Lady Amber is beautiful and better yet, possibly rich. Explore this opportunity.
Did. I mean, that I believe. That I buy.
That was going to be the one I would say, if anything, a fate for that. But not for... In general, women, they fill my time. That's
no,
not
you're right on that. So take a fate for that. Although, if you want to get that again, you need to push harder.
Yeah. I may change. That's so broad, I may change.
Yeah. The broader your belief, the harder it is to get rewarded for it.
Yeah. Instincts, only use magic as a last resort. I went against that. I was trying to get it. I was actually trying to get an upper hand on what we were about to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Use charm and wit to distract from truth and honesty. Always try to talk my way out of a fight.
Didn't come up. Yeah. Any traits that send the story in an unforeseen direction? I don't think so.
Extremely respectful of one's betters. It's a character trait. And then, of course, the gifted, but that's a dat trait. That doesn't work. I didn't use charming as a call.
Okay. So. Todd?
Beliefs. I will create my own sword to my own standards. Worked on that one tonight with the diamond dust.
Mm-hmm.
And grandfather's, I will probably change that one to something more appropriate for next week.
All right.
And then I will eliminate the current threat to me, or the immediate threat to me, from the rock snakes.
Which you are definitely working on.
I'm working on that one.
And now you can tighten that belief up.
And I will tighten that one up. And that I'm going to tighten that one up to the rock snakes, and then I'll probably add another one in for Thor's Bane for next week. Or is
well, the Thor's Bane is the rock snakes.
Okay. All right. Then I'll have one. I am going to get rid of that other one because it's I'm going to work on it, but it's just it's something that's going to be down the road.
So that's two fate?
Two fate. And then the only instinct that really is one that's kind of getting me in trouble right now is the one that I have fight when necessary, flee when possible. I tried to flee, but then, because my whole idea was to get on that ship and get out.
Mm-hmm.
But then when
but then you discarded it.
I discarded it completely when I found out the possibility of getting that sword back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one.
Which you might, since you are definitely playing that, you might mm-hmm. think about writing that into either a belief or an instinct.
Okay. And then trade.
Because you have been for playing, getting the sword back together is important to you.
Right. Okay. All right. And then traits, nothing really came up.
All right. Jason.
Okay, first belief is I can always turn a crowd against my critics. Working on that because I'm going to humiliate Maria.
Hasn't come up yet, though.
Then the
but I like it.
I'll
For next week, or put an addendum on that to say that you're going to do it to her.
Get
and when you accomplish that, you'll get a persona
right.
instead of a fate. Unless you want a fate, then just leave it the way it is. Moving on.
The second one, I will prove Grimwald is the money behind the assassin. Didn't really come into play. Not only do special requests for Baron Fell.
Did that.
You did that. You are most definitely in a interesting situation because he asked you to. You didn't even try to make him roll it for you.
So it'll be one fake? Or is that for some?
Yeah, one fake.
And then instincts, all eyes on me. Always close the show and always oblige a true fan.
Don't think that actually came up this session.
Mason Flint's Achilles kills his wife, Lady Nora. I'll exploit that vulnerability to protect Senzio. I tried to get to work on it, but I don't know if the story ever went that way. I brought it up with Briggs earlier, saying, look, we need to do this because he's the hunter. And I don't know, necessarily got played. I mean, to any point. I mean, I brought it up, but I mean, mentioning
you didn't
it.
Push it though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah. Grievous sickness can be managed, cured. Didn't really come up, I don't think. I owe Captain Madrona a life debt. He will be repaid. It came up. I must protect Sir Shane's secret and his Orphan's Incendio. Thing came up. It's kind of tough. I mean, the way I see it is, if we've got beliefs, stuff needs to go out there. But it's sort of like we're finding out what the situation is after we have our beliefs, and the belief and the situation has nothing to do with our beliefs. I mean, I could have changed my beliefs like that to fit the situation.
It depends on where things are. Next week, you have the exact opposite happening. You know what the situation is next week. There's no reason you all shouldn't have at least one belief that you will accomplish next week.
Yeah, well, it's always...
And that's
go after the next guy. I know, but it's like go after the next guy. It's like, all right, well, we're going to go after this guy. The next one's going to be our go after Thor's Bane. I mean,
the other
throw a belief in there about Thor's Bane.
The other part of it is
if you want to pursue a belief, you actually have to pursue that belief. For example, your Nora belief. You said, we need to talk to her. Well, then Joe said, well, no, we're going to do this. And you were, okay, I'll follow them. Fight for it.
No, I thought we were going to go talk to her. And,
we were.
And then he said, I'm going to cast a spell. And I was like, oh, well, he's going to cast a spell. We were on our way to go talk to her, but we got bogged down and casting a spell. We were on our way to talk to her.
To Maria.
Well, he said Maria, but he said we're going to go talk to...
I said I was going to try to take care of everybody.
Yeah, well, Maria, we're going to go talk to Nora, and we got bogged down in the spell, and then we had to end the game at Maria. We never got to even... We couldn't have argued about Maria because we had to stop the game at that point.
Right.
So...
But there's absolutely nothing stopping you from saying, no, we need to talk to Nora
I'll just
now.
Have to do it next game. I mean, that's all.
Right, but if you wait for it to happen... You're not pursuing it.
Well, I understand that. But the gold greed is a sickness. I think I got to get rid of that because it's not. It's because you're not throwing anything against me.
Well, I have six people to throw things at.
Oh, no, no, and I'm not. I'm just saying if you're not going to put it out there, I need to change it.
We have
2.5 hours and six people.
Two and a half hours is being generous. And I have plans for all the beliefs that have been put up so far, but. They take time and
if we're supposed to go after our beliefs, then
yeah, then that's
then
that's,
I need to change the belief to something I'm going to go after every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, this is a passive belief.
Right.
I mean, I can't.
Well, it's like when
pursue greed and then say, oh, I don't want greed. You know. So.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Same problem I'm having, dude. My belief that I started with was more of a character concept that I wanted to follow initially because we didn't have situations to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have situations to deal with, we can kind of mold
who
we are to the situation. I'm having the same problem.
Yeah, I got to get rid of these passive things. And Captain McDrawder's there. But see, that's the other thing. With the oaths, I kind of feel, and maybe it's just me feeling that way, that I'm stuck with the oaths.
You're only stuck with one oath.
Yeah, I mean, so I may just get rid of the Captain McDrawder thing and try and make it a little more...
That was the one you're stuck with.
No. The actual oath is Sir Shane, protects Sir Shane's secret, and the orphans and sends you. That's the one I've got labeled as the oath.
You said at the beginning that the
they're
oath
both
was,
oaths.
They are both oaths, but I asked you specifically.
No. Look, belief slash oath. I owe Captain McDrawder a life debt. Oath. I must protect Sir Shane. That's the one that's the
fourth
one.
Those are the words on the page. But when I asked you specifically which oath belongs to the trait,
I didn't understand you. If I have to choose, then it's their Shane.
That's specific in my question.
If I had understood that, I would have said no. It's their Shane and Senzio because McDrawder is. I don't. He's not burnt up. He's nobody right now. So I mean, it's more
it
to do with
Senzio.
I'm changing it then. The specific oath is towards Senzio, I'm telling you right now.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yes, I'm positive. Because if I understood that was the question that was being asked, I would have said...
You sure you don't want it to be the
other?
You sure you don't want it to be the other one?
I'm positive.
Why don't you make it the other one?
No.
Go ahead and make it the other one.
No. Ask me again.
Do you like Gladiator movies?
No.
Why don't you make it the other
one? No.
Why don't you make it the other one?
Because I want to.
What is the point of this?
I'm messing with them.
Okay.
On that happy note, everyone say goodnight.
Goodnight.
You've been listening to an Actual Play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Wheel, The Adventure Burner, The Character Burner, The Magic Burner, and The Monster Burner are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011, Luke Crane.